Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. McAllen Parks and Recreation is making dreams come true in several fields of dreams. Just like the Hollywood movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, we will introduce you to the only roller derby team in the Rio Grande Valley. It's a sport inspiring women to be their best. Also, the hot weather in the Rio Grande Valley hasn't dashed any dreams of ice skating. There's a team of young inline skaters who love hockey so much that they use their rollerblades to learn how to play. Stay tuned. There's young girls from across the world who are making their field of dreams right here in McAllen. The Pony International World Series calls McAllen home once again, with hundreds of young girls who love to play softball in our own backyard. We will have that story next.
The city of McAllen is home to one of the only roller derby teams in the Rio Grande Valley. The RGV Bandidas are hoping to keep their sport alive while living out their dreams too. Here's the story.
We are an official nonprofit organization. Our focus is to go ahead and empower women. We do a lot of charity work, a lot of fundraisers and drive to be able to gather items for the local community.
Christina Colorado, known as the Killer Queen, likes to call the shots for the RGV Bandidas.
Funny thing, I started 10 years ago and I kept coming and going, and you know, I fell in love with the sport and I just kept coming back. It's a challenge and it's unlike other sports I've played before, and I love this team.
Watching these fearless women practice, you can see roller derby is simply not as easy as going in circles. A match includes two aggressive 30-minute heats with a 2-minute jam in each. Killer Queen explains the basics of roller derby.
It's two teams. You have five skaters on each team. You have three positions. You've got your blocker, your jammer, and your pivot. Your blocker is going to be the people that are obviously blocking the opposing jammer, and they're trying to play offense for your current jammer. The jammer is the person with the star on their helmet that scores the points for every hit that they pass for the opposing team. That's a point scored. And like most sports, the team with the greatest amount of points wins.
The RGV Bandidas are the only Rio Grande Valley roller derby team who compete with teams from across Texas. For Crystal Hernandez, also known as Pandemonium Doll, the sport is in her blood.
I am the head trainer of the Roller Derby League. I've been skating for 10 years, and I've also gained the position of being an assistant manager recently. So I'm part of the background scenes of the RGV Bandidas.
Pandemonium Doll says roller derby is a rough contact sport, but practice makes perfect.
It's very physical, it's challenging, and it requires a lot of teamwork. A lot of people come and play the sport and they've never played a sport in their lives. So you have completely different skill levels that, you know, women from 18 plus, different ages, different sizes, physiques, attitudes. So I feel like that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I've stayed.
Pandemonium Doll says the sport is mentally and physically challenging because it's a lot of training, repetition, and communication.
It's easy to show people, hey, do this, do that. But it's a different thing to kind of tell them and break down each skill at a like its most simplest form.
For Lori Anglin, also known as Anthrax, roller derby helps her in many ways.
It's a group of really cool women, and it's like a second family to me. So it's a great athletic challenge, it's a great hobby to have, and after a long day of work, there's nothing like coming to the track and taking out your day on the track.
The RGV Bandidas call the city of McAllen's the Leon Pavilion and Soccer Complex as their home field. They practice and play games throughout the year.
We do love this pavilion. It's one of our favorites, especially because it has lighting, it's smooth, it's a great track, and it's gated, which is always great for like safety issues, especially since sometimes there's so few of us that show up to practice. It's nice to feel like you're in a safe environment here with Parks and Rec.
The City of McAllen's Parks and Recreation Department maintains the only inline skating park in the region. These women are hoping to make their roller derby dreams come true by doing something they love in their backyard.
The RGV Bandidas are inviting everyone to follow them on their social media platforms to learn more about their games. They're also inviting folks to come cheer them on. I guarantee you'll enjoy their hard work and dedication. The Texas heat has not affected the ice hockey dreams for some former ice hockey players who have traded their ice skates for rollerblades. Here's the story.
An Nathaniel Mata has had ice hockey skating dreams since he was a boy. He likes sports, but ice hockey skating or rollerblading have him hooked. Mata went to school at the Leon Middle School and knew about the Leon's Pavilion, where anyone could inline skate even though it was hot.
Hockey actually has a history down here. I'm not the first one. I'm just somebody that really cares about the game, and this facility has been here since I was in elementary school. I just wanted to make sure kids had a chance to skate, adults had a chance to skate, so we organize this group, we skate a few times a week, and we love it.
This former ice hockey player has turned to inline rollerblading hockey coach.
I think it's just something new, something different. I mean, I played a lot of sports growing up, basketball, baseball, but this is something that's like, hey, what's going on? Let me check it out. And if your kid likes to skate, there's a good chance they'll really enjoy hockey. I mean, it's skating plus some extra skills. They make some really good friends out here.
Mata, along with other coaches, parents, and fans, have created RGV Roller, a nonprofit organization providing inline and roller skating with floor and roller hockey to children, teens, and adults from across the Rio Grande Valley.
It's unique in Texas, obviously. It's not Canada, it's not Minnesota, but it's still a sport that if you give a kid a stick, there's a chance that they really, really can take to it. And we've seen a lot of that. Kids that didn't know anything about hockey, and a year later, they are loving it, and they can't get off their skates, and they want to skate all the time, and it's so great to see.
RGV Roller provides coaches and players plenty of opportunities to travel to train in other areas of the country. Mata says some of his best players are girls.
The girls they're killing it out here. We have girls that are some of our top scorers, fastest skaters. They're tough. It's a co-ed group, so we just want to make sure everyone has that chance. And we do get parents say, can my girl play? Is it really aggressive? And no, there's no hitting, there's no fighting, like what people might think of hockey.
RGV Roller has two seasons, in the fall and spring. They play on concrete floors with rollerblades instead of ice.
We're really grateful that we have this facility. I mean, the city of McAllen, to have this, it's unique, it's one of a kind. Folks come from all over the valley, Brownsville, Harlingen, San Benito, Palmview, to come play hockey with us. I think it's a really special place.
Aiden Vixen is an 11-year-old from San Benito who drives to McAllen to train with RGV Roller. He started his career in ice hockey, but when it shut down in the valley, he quickly turned his ice skates to rollerblades.
Because it's really fun and you get to have a fun time, like score goals, play with your friends and stuff.
Claudia Ramos, a parent, says she fully supports her son doing inline hockey because it has kept him busy and happy, even though she hated the idea because hockey has a reputation of being too aggressive.
I just was telling my husband that I don't want him to be there, and all the people was screaming, and I never been there before, so I was like, I don't want him to be here. And then, well, I just saw him that he was so happy and he was really doing, doing it good. So I was like, okay, well, here we go.
RGV Roller is going strong with more children picking up the sport. Mata says they are helping children live out their field of dreams right here in McAllen.
If you would like to learn more about RGV Roller, follow them on Facebook or email them at rgvroller@gmail.com. The softball fields at McAllen Municipal Park were crowded with hundreds of young girls competing to see who has the best softball team in the world.
More than 1,200 softball players, their families, and friends attended the grand opening ceremony at McAllen Veterans Memorial Stadium in July. The Pony Softball International World Series, presented by the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen, held their opening ceremony to a roaring crowd.
Softball is actually like the biggest when it comes to sports tourism. Girls softball will bring in just a huge economic impact. So we were excited that Pony chose our beautiful city to be able to host it. And we have about 1,800 players right now. And of course, thousands of fans, spectators. You know, we have a delegation from the Philippines to make sure that they're cheered on. Of course, Mexico always brings it, and the United States last year took it in the 18U and 16U. So we have little ones from 6U all the way to 18U.
For the second year, 120 different teams from the United States, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Europe, Japan, China, and the Philippines participated in the annual tournament.
That wraps up another edition of Outdoors with Roy. If you would like to learn more about the RGV Bandidas or RGV Roller, follow them on their social media. To learn more about the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen, visit their website at bgcmcallen.net. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.